And Linda, you're now joined by intelligence expert Anthony Glees,
who is in London. Mr. Glees, welcome.
Hi.
What can you tell us about these incidents, the notion that these may not have actually been bombs, but have been something smaller?
Well, I think it is too soon to say exactly what it is that has happened. The police are talking about attempted explosions. We know that detonators have been used, but there do not appear to have been serious explosions.
Well, now, a detonator would be something that would explode and then cause a larger body of explosive material to blow up, right?
Correct. And the larger body of explosive material does not appear to have been there, thank God. Having said that, though, there are other things that you can detonate. You could, for example, try to detonate some noxious substance into the tube. You could try to use a detonator to disperse some sort of chemical or biological agent into the air. So we have got to be very, very careful. But it does seem as if it is not a repeat of 7/7. On the other hand, it is 14 days since 7/7, and 7 and the multiples of 7 are said by some to have a special significance for certain Muslim groups. So it would be right not to jump to conclusions, but equally it's very important to keep an open mind now.
So you think it is possible that it might be some sort of copycat, but it's also possible it might be Al-Qaeda again?
Well, it's possible that it may be Al-Qaeda AQ. It's possible that it may be a copycat. I think that's likely. It is also possible, I'm afraid, that it could be some sort of hopelessly misguided stunt, perhaps waged by a group of journalists or you know, even schoolchildren, to try and demonstrate that the security in London is not infallible. So we really can't be sure. If it is a copycat by another jihadist group who are just trying to make it clear that they can go in whenever they want to, that, of course, will be an extremely serious situation.
Train riders reportedly said they smelled a sour smell. Can you just very quickly give us any sense of what that might be?
Well, again, we must be cautious. Anybody that's been on the underground knows that the brakes on the trains, many of which are extremely old, can smell of cordite, can release a chemical burnt smell. It is an outdated system. On the other hand, people are very anxious that smells could indicate some sort of chemical or biological agent. So, again, it is possible that this could be very bad news.
Anthony Glees, thank you very much. We will speak, I'm sure, with you again. Anthony Glees is the director of the Brunel University Center for Intelligence and Security Studies in London. This is Morning Edition for NPR News with Renee Montaigne. I'm Linda Wertheimer.